Unless I'm mistaken, this is track 4, right after the exercise, Introduction to Acceleration Treatments Training, Practitioner Training. So, 38 minutes well spent. For some of you, it probably seemed like it only was about 5. Because that's about how much you remember. This training will make you certified and able to offer these treatments to clients if you so choose, or to friends, or to, well, always the hardest sale, but family members. Sometimes you can convince them to do things that are good for them, even if you know about them. Not always, though. A piece that I like to touch on, though, is there is no intended expectation that you practice these treatments on anybody outside of class. In class, we'll have you practice on each other, which means you'll just get all kinds of treatment work, and you'll get it from both directions. Because I have to tell you, when you're doing these treatments, they have a pretty profound effect, as they do when you're receiving them. Working up to doing a whole group at a time, that's heavy lifting. That's a whole different training. Don't let that worry you. It's not like we're going to expect you to walk out and be in front of 30 people. Not even in the class will we say, okay, get up at the front now and do this treatment for everybody. It's not what we do. We do it individually. So we've had a number of people take the class with the full intention that they would take the class for their own personal growth. And I highly recommend it for that. It's very worthwhile for that. It will change your world. Of that number that took the class, only intending to take the class for their own personal growth, we've had a number of those that ended up finding out that during the class, they noticed they really liked what happened when they did the treatments and when they received the treatments. And so we've had a number of folks that have then gone on and made arrangements with other class members so that they would trade treatments back and forth to take each other through a 10-session series of what we call the Excellence Series, or to just work on individual areas as they came up. Would you be willing to talk for a minute about that experience, Ellen? As I seem to recall, you might have traded a couple of treatments after you did the class. When she says trading the series, she's talking about there's 11 sessions in the Excellence Series itself, which is a specific set of 11 treatments. So those 11 sessions you've traded with. So at least 4 people twice through the series, a couple of others at least once through the series, at least. So we set out to trade once. It was so exciting. That we wanted to keep it going. So that was my actual question, is why did you do all of that? Just because you wanted to look like a good class member? Yeah, no. Yeah, it was done with class. Yeah. In either a trade or a gift or an exchange or professional work. Clients, yes. Yeah, because you do have a client base. What have you seen when you've used this with your client base? Because this is an additional tool in your tool bag, I know. It's not your only tool. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Yeah, found that it affected so much. It was much better to be at home than even in his office after work, just because of the physical circumstance. Yeah, that's great. And just to give you a framework, if one were doing it with clients, my current rate for these is $185 per treatment. So that gives you a framework if you were looking for something to add to a client, or you could actually, we've had people that this was the first practice they did with clients, and this is what they built their practice with. Is this particular treatment modality. It works enough to do that. I do my notes when I'm doing this series. I do my notes in journals, and I've got a stack of journals from the, and each journal has, I don't know, enough pages that it's got multiple clients in it, but from how many different clients have chosen to do a series of these with me after they experience them. Even with paying clients, it's not been unusual for them to go, wow. Well, one of my favorites was, the lady, when she first signed up, she literally said, I don't want you to have any pressure on you. I'm really not expecting much. I don't think I've got much change available in me. But the amount of money you're charging for that is much less than I've spent on this project already. And I've been listening to you on the radio for years. And I just felt like I'd like to contribute back. So no pressure. Don't worry about it. It's okay with me if nothing happens, because her goal at that time was to find a partner. And she told me, I'm 65 years old and I want to travel and I want a partner that's available to travel and I'd like to find a partner. And I've spent way more than this amount of money with various matchmaking agencies and have come up with a few interesting friends. So no pressure. Don't worry about it. And each week when we would get together on the phone, because I do these with my clients by phone. In fact, we've got somebody doing it right now. She's a little past halfway through a series, and she's doing the series with a client where this person is in California and their client is in Korea. And so they do it early in the California morning, late in the Korea night, and they do it by Skype. God bless Skype. That's allowed me to be much more affordable to my international clients who now call me up on Skype and we chatter away. So she's working on a client in Korea, and the client's seeing enough results to where the practitioner had a schedule issue and the client did not want to wait an extra week, so they found a different time to schedule rather than just postpone. That always tells me a lot. But so each time I would, about by the third session, our conversations with this lovely lady would start with, all right, Scout, I think all of this is your fault. And she would tell me various things that had changed or shown up brand new for her during her week. My favorite was when she said, I know this was your fault. I was headed to my grandson's birthday party. He was going to be either two or three, little. She said, and I had his gift. It was all in the car. It was all wrapped. And my car turned into a parking lot and sent me into a store. And I found in the store that I found a great big squirt gun and a middle-sized squirt gun and a smaller squirt gun, and I bought them. And I took them with me, wondering, what are these about? And I know this is your fault because the kids, well, I'm not talking my baby, I'm talking my children who are about 30, and mostly it was their friends there, so it was mostly people, kids about 30. She said, they got those two squirt guns out, and they started chasing around, and she said, I had the most fun. I kicked off my shoes, and me and the baby went with the little squirt gun, and we were squirting everyone. Now, I'm actually quite prissy. This is not something I would do, and I had more fun, and the baby and I laughed harder, and I just know that was your fault. By the time we got to the completion of the series, she had discovered that rather than a singular companion, what she was really looking for was a sense of community, and she had actually recognized and reopened and built a circle of friends. She moved her dwelling to be closer to the grandchild because she'd realized a closeness with her daughter-in-law that hadn't been as it was. So that felt like community to her. And as it turned out, she got exactly what she wanted, which wasn't anything like what she thought it would look like. And that's one of the things that happens with this series, is that people have results beyond expectations and sometimes well outside the boundaries of what their expectations would have allowed them to picture as the solution. Because what they really end up with is their core essence radiating around them, reflecting back to them, magnetizing them toward and magnetizing toward them. So, if you're already deciding you can't talk as fast as me, that's not required. It's not required to be able to talk as fast as me to do the treatments. When a practitioner is doing the treatments, you only say about less than half, more like a third of the things that I said this evening, because that whole sub-voice part is not said normally as a practitioner. I said it so that you could have a sense of what I was doing. In a treatment one-on-one, you're doing that part. You're just reminding them where to place their focus. Yes, it will be updated, for those of you that wonder. You come out of the treatment, you come out of the training with a script. And the script is actually color-coded and broken out as to what you're saying to the client and what you're doing. So it's all there with all of the words you need of what to say to the client, including the places where you repeat things and what you're doing at the same time. And it's broken into two columns so that what you're saying is lined up with what you're doing and what you're doing is lined up with what you're saying. So we did a fair amount of formatting to make that happen. And there are some rewrites to be done to update the script because we've discovered some new pieces that go into this as we go. But if your brain is saying, I can't memorize that much, well, then you'll have to learn to read. Now, we will not teach you how to read in this training. If you're not able to read, or if you need it in a different language, I believe it's translated to Spanish, but I don't have a copy of that, but I can probably get a copy of that. Or you can do your own translation. For those of you that want to do it in Russian or Cyrillic or Baltic or whatever other, you'll have to do your own translation. But we've got it in English. I would not feed it through Babelfish and expect that to give you what you want. Just because I've had interesting experience. I was some years back when all of this stuff was relatively new, and I had a friend in Germany, and we were having some sort of flirty conversation. And in the conversation, I just thought I'd be excessively cute and say the next piece in German. And so I typed into one of those translator mechanisms and then I give you a quick kiss on the cheek. And she wrote back, you could tell just from how she typed, but she also typed that she was just laughing like crazy because she said, what did you say? So I told her what I'd actually said because she had excellent English and probably excellent German. And she said, oh, that's hysterical. What it translated to was a sudden attack to an area near the eye. Since then, I've had a little less trust of those online translation mechanisms. But I could tell why she was laughing, because she was at least clever enough to know that I hadn't been intending a sudden attack to the area near the eye. Anyway, so the whole thing is written. The whole treatment series is written, and you don't start out day one having to do the words. We teach the energetics. We teach how you control that energy before we make you learn the words. By the time we make you learn the words, you've heard the words several times to where they are familiar, and it's just a matter of, you know, it's like karaoke. You know, you get up thinking you know all the lyrics to the song because you've heard the song 23,000 times, and then you start singing and you realize you don't, and that's why they've got the words right there ahead of you. Not only that, but with any client, you can fumble a word and you get less negative response than you get from really even a friendly karaoke audience who doesn't really care if you blew the words because they were busy thinking about what they were going to sing anyway. So all of that is in that package. And again, by the completion of it, there's no expectation on my part. There's no disappointment on my part. If you just do the training and that's what you do with it, that's fine. But you might end up being surprised finding out that you really liked having that much energy flowing in your system and you'd like to keep that much energy flowing in your system. Or you might find that, you know what? Wow, this would be some really easy money to do one of these every evening for various people and just have them send me a check. I don't know about you, but checks are fun when they're incoming. I like them myself. And quite frankly, any of you that wanted to do the treatments and wanted them to send a check, but you hate receiving checks yourself, I'll make sure my address is right here on the materials And you can just have those people send checks to me. I'll be perfectly content with that. I'll go, huh? And I'll get over it very quickly. No problem. No problem there at all. Any other questions that you'd like? Yes, please. We're going to have a couple of people that are going to experimentally find out what happens if they do this 100% online. If you're going to miss one or two of the classes in the series, that's fine. If you want to talk to me about doing it 100% online, being part of that beta test, that yeah, we could talk. We're going to have a couple of people that, for physical reasons, don't get out much, if you understand what I'm saying. And so they're more than willing to try it as an experiment because it beats watching the third rerun of Montel or whatever it is. Ah, the series is 12 sessions. I have workshops at the beginning of each month, and so those 12 sessions will have some breaks in them, and the cost is $360. So it works out about $30 a session. Not bad. You'll get $185 treatment for $30 each, and you'll come out of it with a saleable skill. Yes, please. This, simply put, we'll start the training next week, and then we'll meet Wednesday nights, same time, same place. We'll meet Wednesday nights for each treatment. The first Wednesday of each month, and we'll announce it each time, but the first Wednesday of each month, I have a workshop that's at the same place, so even if you just show up forgetting that it's workshop night, you'll just notice some new faces and go, oh yeah, I remember. So the first Wednesday of each month, we have a workshop, and at the same place, at the same time, just different topic. And so we end up having, the first session is in January, the second sessions are three Wednesdays in February, so 2, 3, 4 is in February, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is in March. I think March has five Wednesdays. So it has four classes in it. Four more classes in April, and then we finish up class in May, as I recall. Always Wednesdays. Yep. If you came every Wednesday, what we do is when we have workshop Wednesdays, we give you a massive discount on the workshop, like 2/3 off. So that basically you could just figure, yeah, for the next 4 months, just every Wednesday, I'm going to go get my energy recharged, and some Wednesdays will be different, and there'll be other people there. Yeah, thanks. Yes. Yes. That's my recall. Yes. Yes. Yeah. In some of the classes, you'll get a treatment because I'll take the whole class through it so that I can get some stuff in place that I need in place. In other classes, you'll probably end up giving and getting a treatment as we get further along. Yeah, I don't remember how we did it before, so I'm sure I'm changing the format completely. But you could remind me how we used to do it at some point, and it'll sound like a good idea to me. Oh, yeah, that worked. Yeah, yeah. You will definitely get energy work every time you're here. And I expect that every time you're here, that energy work, at least some of it will look like the treatment so that we get that part built. And then some of it will look like talky stuff so that you can learn what the heck you have to do when it's your turn to be doing the doing. Doing the doing, that's right. Yeah. Oh, there is a prerequisite for this training, and the prerequisite is either or both. Either a graduate of Life Insights, the healing class, or have had the excellent series from me, either one-on-one or in group format, or both, or all three for that matter. So you have to have at least one. You can't have had all three, but you have to have at least one. No, that stuff sticks. It's in there. Once we got you, we got, no, that's wrong. It doesn't sound right at all. It's very fun. I had a client recently that I did work on. I think their best guess was 22 years ago. And they remembered me. I confess, I didn't remember them and by name until I got in and hooked up, and there were my fingerprints. Well, not my fingerprints, but there were classic parts of the Life Insights healing work. You know, it would be like if a physician saw their own style of excellent plastic surgery stitching, as it were, only nicer. But there are all these parts of Life Insights healing work, and it's like, oh, that and that and that and that. And oh, look, this used to go there and now it goes here, and this used to go there and now it goes here, and this used to go there and now it goes here. Oh, cool. That all worked out well. To which I got back, yeah, that's why I'm back 22 years later, but I'm back because it was good. I'm thinking, wow, God, I'm glad it wasn't so good. It took 40 years. Very funny. Yeah, yeah, the energy training, the practices that we need to work from. It would be like, oh, so sorry, riding a bike. It's in there. Those habits are in there. We'll be able to draw on them. Other questions? So quick question, just for curiosity, after the treatment, how do you feel? Did you like the experience? How did you feel about it? How did it feel to shift from the one concept to the other? Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah, you will be able to. I will crack whips. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. There is that place of, gee, I'm thinking I would just bliss out and not want to do anything. The truth is that after you've had a treatment, if we then take you into the state of being of doing a treatment, it's like, oh, darn, yesterday I spent an hour in Disneyland and I got tired, and now you want me to go back for a whole afternoon? It really is. Yes, please. I'll be right there. Oh, it's so much easier when you're doing it. For one thing, when you're applying the treatment, when you're the treat-or, not the treat-ee, you are not in the same focus places. You're not busy going finding your bliss state. You're finding theirs. And so that's where you're completely focused. And there's... You may have noticed that while many people in the audience at a symphony concert do fall asleep, the conductor never does. Because they're busy. They've got stuff to do and stuff to keep track of. Not only that, but it turns out that of all professions, one of the top professions for longevity is orchestra conductors, because there's so much body work and heart work to that gig. Just one of those odd little statistics. Yes, please. What we'll actually do for the class members is you will get the recordings of every session available to you online, so that what you'll have is an access code and a specific page that you go to in my website, and you can download them from there, and not just listen to them, but download them, so that you could, if you chose to, either just save them on your hard drive or put them on an MP3 player or load them onto CDs if you choose. Those will be accessible to the class members, is the recordings. And so, yes, if you do end up missing, then I would wish for you to go through the recordings. Absolutely. For people that don't have that don't have internet access, we'll load the recordings onto MP3 player. We've got little incredibly cheap MP3 players, or if they've got nicer ones, we can work with that. But we'll actually load the recordings onto MP3 players. If you can't access them online, you'll find it more convenient to get them online if you're able. The script is a single script. I'll actually hand that out. It's the same script. There's modifications of what you say to a small degree, but most of the modifications are before the treatment, not during the treatment, with this script. I have a little more flourish than that because I've been doing it for a while, but it's a single script. And the modifications are where the client is focused more so than what you're saying. Did that understand the question correctly? Yeah. The voice recording tonight I'm actually planning on having available up on the website, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I'm intending, it hadn't dawned on me before, but I'm intending to load the voice recording in a publicly accessible site for tonight's workshop, since it was a public workshop. For anybody that's considering the class and has the prerequisites. But if they're considering the class and they want to go listen to this and go, okay, I'm planning on putting these up where they can get at them on the website, and we'll throw out an email about that. So if you get emails from me, you'll get it. If you don't, then please make sure we get your email address this evening, and how the heck did you know to be here? But that was an idea that struck me earlier, and I think that's something I'm going to, assuming that the gods of technology cooperate, I'm going to try and get that done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I would listen to segments 1, 2, and 4 while driving. I don't think I'd listen to segment 3 while driving, but that's just my caution. You know, driving while out of body is not a ticketable offense yet. Most people find that... I'll put it this way. Most people find I'm persuasive enough when I'm leading that exercise that it's challenging to step back and listen to it analytically. But yeah, exactly. But the others, yeah. It's where I do a lot of my study is while I'm driving. I listen to stuff while I'm driving and study it and learn it there. Definitely. Thank you. And thank you for the compliment. Thank you. Other questions? Cool. Yeah, actually I would. Sorry. Brief argument inside my head, and then it fell into my out loud voice. What I'd love for you to do is... Oh, I love it. Notebooks become so many different uses. Let's go this direction. Oh, we've done that before. There we are. What I'd love for you to do is, if you recognize that this is a training that you'd like to join next week, then I'd like to know that you're going to be here. So I'll just stick this over there on the table. Well, I'll have somebody put it over there on the table. And if you would, just go ahead and give me your name and your email address that you're planning to attend class. And then we'll meet next week. Doors will open at 7, and class will start at 7:35. Oh, other questions that come up. Do you have to pay it all in advance? No, you can make payments along the way if you choose to. My credit policy is very stringent. It's never make an agreement with me that you're not going to be able to keep. And never, ever do I want to have to ask you for the money. Those are my rules. So make sure that those are good and we can work out whatever payments you would need to. Or if you're able to pay in advance, that's always a lovely thing. Then you don't have to think about it and I have cash flow. So that's equally well. But don't let cash flow be what makes the decision. If you want the training, we can figure the money flow out. Thank you all very much for coming this evening. It's been a pleasure. And for those of you that only heard it on the recordings, don't you wish you'd been here? Well, join the class then. And I hope I'll see a whole lot of you, if not all of you, next week. Good night. You're welcome.